Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 8th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock on Dish Network, satellite channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 19,300 head will be on offer. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com, and you can call for more information, 800-422-2117.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the markets came back up today. We were 10 to 25 higher on the feeder cattle after making new contract lows or new lows for the contracts on this move anyway. Earlier in the trading session, the November feeders went all the way down to about 136. The actual low was 135.82 and then bounced back to close higher. So some people would call that a key reversal after it made new lows and bounced back. The next support line is actually down about 132. That would make the 50% retracements, and also the lows back in June were right at 132. So that would satisfy several of those things. But today's bounce and close higher on the day could bring some extra buyers back into the market. The live cattle, similar action here, but they were mostly higher all day. The October, which is the front month, finished up $1.10 at 110.30. They never were weaker today, just slightly weaker at one point, but they're actually moving back toward highs. The previous high back on August 17th was 111.15, and right now we're at 110.30. So the October live cattle are knocking on the door as that contract winds down here. December live cattle pretty similar here, not new highs, but we're going back toward the highs. The highs on September 30th are 113.58, and then the high for this move at 114 back on August 19th.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms, and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com, or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Well, the grain markets continue to move higher here, at least on the front end. Corn was up about 3 to 4 cents, with December at 3.89 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. November beans up 5 and a half at 10.49 and a half. The bean market, at least on the front end here, has been really stout, holding together here, with November moving to the highest level it's been today. Yesterday it made new highs, and today it also continued that. So that must be on the short-term demand. It doesn't seem like we have any sort of supply issue at this point, but the Chinese buying over the last 2 months has really come in here and helped that market. And then the wheats, Kansas City was up 9 to 11, and Chicago was up 8 to 15. July of next year, Kansas City wheat was up 9 and a quarter at 563. And part of that's due to the wheat crop going in the ground right now. We're extremely dry conditions, not only in the United States, but also in the Black Sea region, which, of course, that Black Sea region exports a lot of their crop down to North Africa and the Middle East, which is the big importer in the world for wheat. And if they cannot deliver and make good on their obligations there, then they have to buy it from the United States or somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And that's what's helped our wheat crop here. So it's not only just dry here, but other places also have a major impact. And cotton futures today at 67.60, up 74.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.